This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, August 9th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Celsius was one of the biggest names in crypto lending, with more than $20 billion in assets at its peak. That is, until it froze customers' accounts in June and filed for bankruptcy protection last month. Celsius's downfall put a spotlight on its leader, CEO Alex Mashinsky, whose past ventures often left a string of unhappy colleagues and investors. On today's show, our reporter Vicky Huang joins us to discuss Mashinsky's track record as a serial entrepreneur and what the future could hold for Celsius and its customers. That's after these headlines. Japanese tech investor SoftBank has reported a record quarterly loss of more than $23 billion. The company's vision funds are heavily invested in startups and tech stocks that have suffered from the recent global sell-offs, driven in part by interest rate hikes and China's clampdown on its tech companies. At a news conference yesterday, SoftBank's CEO Masayoshi Son said he was embarrassed by his investing style, which he said became, quote, somewhat delirious when the company was profitable. By the way, we dove into Sun's investing style and the impact it's had on the Vision Funds in an episode last week. So if you haven't listened yet, be sure to cue that up next. Taiwan's military is accusing China of carrying out sustained cyber attacks against the island, rendering key government-run websites inaccessible. The attacks come as Beijing conducts military drills following last week's visit to Taiwan by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. While the exercises offer a visual demonstration of how China could blockade the island, at a press conference, a Taiwanese military leader said the Chinese Communist Party didn't go easy on the internet. China's Taiwan Affairs Office didn't respond to a request for comment. Speaking of China, the government there has given regulatory sign-off to search giant Baidu to operate self-driving taxis in two cities without a driver or person overseeing safety in the vehicle. Previous approvals for autonomous taxis have required a safety person to sit next to the driver's seat. China has been stepping up its regulatory approvals for autonomous driving permits as it works to catch up to the U.S., where more on-road testing has been taking place. Staying with taxi services, Lyft has formed a new business unit to consolidate and expand its advertising as it looks to generate more revenue and compete against rival Uber. Through its Lyft Media unit, the ride-hailing company plans to offer more ads inside cars, on its app, and at bike share stations. A portion of the ad sales will go to drivers, though the company declined to say how much. And the U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned major cryptocurrency platform Tornado Cash, accusing it of laundering more than $7 billion in virtual currency since 2019. That sum includes $455 million allegedly stolen by North Korean hackers. Tornado Cash is a so-called mixer platform that enables users to exchange cryptocurrencies with relative anonymity. Regulators have warned the anonymity given by crypto platforms could make it easier for users to engage in corruption or finance terrorism. WSJ illicit finance reporter Ian Talley says the Treasury Department wants to put the brakes on that.
Banks, for example, have long had to report suspicious transactions to the U.S. Treasury if it finds that one of the recipients or the parties is a, for example, Venezuelan money launderer, then it has an obligation not just to report, but also to potentially freeze those transactions. It bears a responsibility for monitoring its clients and transactions. In the Mixer's case, or in cryptocurrency platforms in general, the law on that is arguably, according to some, less clear.
One of Tornado Cash's co-founders said on Twitter that its community tries to make sure it's used by good actors by providing compliance tools. All right, coming up, before the crypto lender Celsius crashed, its CEO was known for big ideas and battles. We'll discuss after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Crypto has been one of the hottest technologies for the past several years, luring countless entrepreneurs, billions in funding from investors, and an impassioned base of crypto holders. One of the people who saw an opportunity in the space was Alex Mashinsky, who founded the crypto lender Celsius in 2017. A serial entrepreneur, Mashinsky has been barreling into industries promising to revolutionize them for nearly 30 years. In an interview with High Tech TV at a crypto conference in 2018, Mashinsky said his goal was to get more people into crypto.
We're trying to find a very good reason for people, the next 100 million people, to come and join the blockchain. And what we've done is really realize that if we enable people to earn coins on their coins, so basically earn a 5% return by depositing their coin with Celsius and allowing us to lend them out, that is something that people are looking for. They can get these returns from banks. And we basically, it's a great thing that can happen right now at the right time.
Celsius succeeded in getting a lot of people on board, promising depositors high returns and low risk. But the company held on to little collateral to back up its loans, according to 2021 investor documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. And in June, amid a drop in crypto values, it froze customer accounts. And last month, it filed for bankruptcy protection. This isn't the first of Mashinsky's projects to leave a sour taste for partners and investors. So how did Mashinsky get to this point? And what happens to Celsius's customers? Joining us to discuss this is WSJ reporter Vicky Huang. Hi, Vicky. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So Alex Mashinsky, he was a big name in the crypto market. So was his company Celsius. Can you tell us a bit about how he rose to prominence in this space?
Yes. So Alex Mashinsky launched Celsius Network in 2017. And just within 5 years, he grew it into one of the biggest crypto lenders in the space. The company had more than 20 billion assets at its peak. So Alex is frequently on YouTube live streaming, answering questions of Celsius customers. He has always been a regular fixture at different crypto conferences and media. So he really was sort of the face of the company.
You know, so many tech founders and particularly crypto founders, they have this kind of this cachet, this like aura about them that really attracts certain investors and groups of people. Did Mashinsky have that? Was that true for him in Celsius?
Yes. He often spoke about Celsius in very grand terms. He often spoke about leaving a legacy for his kids. That's why he's building this company. And he often spoke about building a decentralized financial platform. So he definitely has that sort of draw for investors and customers. He definitely built a legion of loyal customers who he calls Celsians. And he was able to draw a lot of institutional investors as well. Last year, Celsius raised $750 million from some very credible institutional investors.
Okay, but now, you know, the crypto market is going through this route. People are pulling their money out, and Celsius in particular has filed for bankruptcy. What has the company or Mashinsky said about the company going through this process?
So Alex Mashinsky has been fairly quiet about things since the company paused withdrawals in June, and he hasn't really made any comments in media or responded to any of our requests for comment. But in a statement issued after Celsius filed for bankruptcy in July, Mr. Mashinsky did say the move was the right decision for our community and company. He said, "I'm confident when we look back at the history of Celsius, we'll see this as a defining moment. But we should know here that companies can restructure and emerge from the bankruptcy court."
Okay, you know, this is not Mashinsky's first venture. He had a lot of experience before doing this. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What was his background?
He is a serial entrepreneur who really proposed a lot of different moonshot ideas in different industries over many years. So he promised revolutions in long-distance calling, airport rides before getting into crypto. But really, some of his companies have been more successful than others, but he often left companies under very tense circumstances. One of his companies, GroundLink, which we looked into, it basically had the same idea as Uber or Lyft today, but the company, for some reason, didn't really take off. And then a private equity company took over and installed new leadership. So Alex exited the company.
You know, given that experience, what are people who you spoke to kind of saying about what's happened at Celsius? How are they kind of linking those two things?
Some business associates who worked with Alex in the past, they are not exactly surprised about how Celsius ended up in today's state, given how they interacted with Alex and how he often had these big ideas and wanted to grow at all costs, but couldn't really see it through.
You know, for the investors and customers who bought into the idea of Celsius, where are they going to be left now? And is there anything we can learn from the past ventures that would kind of help us get some foresight on what their situation might end up being?
For many investors and customers in Celsius, it's likely to be a long uphill battle for them in terms of getting their money back, because terms of use on the Celsius website state that in the event of a bankruptcy, customers might not be able to recover the cryptocurrencies in their accounts or the collateral they put up to take out loans from Celsius. So it might take a long time for customers to see their money back if they ever get to have their money back.
All right, that's our reporter, Vicky Huang. Thanks so much for joining us, Vicky.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.